Hello and welcome back to The Life Hustle. My name is Emer.
And I'm Vivian.
And we set up The Life Hustle to promote some social good, to use social media to uplift and to inspire and to maybe lift a bit of a veil on the perfectness of social media. As much as we love social media,
yeah,
it has good points too, but we were tired of the pressure and we were meeting an awful lot of young people who really were not, you know, enjoying their real life because they were caught up in how they should be living this online life. And it just didn't seem okay to us. We wanted to maybe take a little stand and, you know, just be more authentic. So through conversations with amazing people that we've met along the way, this podcast was born. So thanks to Cork's Red FM for giving us a lovely home here. Mm-hmm. We actually came in here to do a bit of work this morning.
Yeah, now we're doing an impromptu podcast with just myself and Amar, no guests. A little chat. We just want to have a chat, really.
Which is basically how all our days go. It's like, exactly. Are you free to talk there? Are the kids napping? Let's have a chat.
2 hours later.
So we just nipped into the studio to put this podcast, as we've said, impromptu together. Yeah, we have had a crazy couple of weeks of change in our lives. It's been, if you had told me it was going to happen, I would probably have anxiety about change.
Exactly.
But it's been amazing. I feel like a butterfly that's come out.
It's funny. It's like sometimes when things just happen and it feels natural, and we've always been really lucky that we're almost like the two of us are just synced in some way that like when I'm feeling something, you're feeling it as well.
Totally,
and then I'd send you a message or say something, you're like, yeah, I totally agree, which we're really lucky. Now, obviously, that hasn't happened forever, but
generally
it is. No, but isn't
it interesting? Because people who know us, we're very different types of personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm like in your face, too much energy. You're very cool and chilled.
Hide in the corner.
No, not really. But I would say, it's funny how people view us and we view ourselves, isn't it? But I would say you're very measured and
Rob would
classy.
Disagree.
No, I think you're very classy and measured, whereas I wouldn't view myself as very classy.
You totally are.
I try.
We are different. And I think that's what makes it work.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Totally. Yeah. So 15 years ago, we were working together at the Irish Examiner and Evening Echo, and we never set out to start a business. Sure we didn't?
No, not at all. We just went for coffees on a Friday and kind of started like imagining what it would be like to set up our own model agency.
Yeah, like we were both modelling with different agencies in the city at the time, and it was really lovely. It was a lovely kind of a sideline to put ourselves through college, or, you know, it was like a pocket money extra thing. But, and it was lovely socially as well, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
And for confidence. But the industry was very different then. I feel that when we did that, we had friends who were coming out of fashion design college and they were going abroad. So we kind of wanted to celebrate them. So, and we just wanted a night out for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we used to throw these huge, elaborate, artistic, kind of creative shows.
Such an exciting time in Cork. And like, to be fair, when you look back at it, like nothing was happening.
No.
And then we just started doing these amazing shows in venues like the Bodega, the
churches,
and
random places.
The scene just started.
And you know, now after 15 years in business, you become more cautious, maybe, and you take risks less. Well, maybe that's because you're a parent now and you've got responsibilities. But we never guessed ourselves. That naivety is, I think, a huge key in life and in business that we should probably never lose.
Yeah.
But we naturally do. But we were so naive in the best possible
way. Oh, yeah, let's put on a big show. And
no budget,
like,
no money.
Yeah.
Neither of us come, like, we come from really great, hardworking families. So we would start with no budget and off we go.
But we always got a few bob then off, like sponsors and stuff. We'd be brazen out going, can we have money to run an event? Yeah, no problem, go for it. And we're like, okay, this could work.
I know.
And everybody went and they just loved it.
They did. And like, it was such a good way of learning on the job about clients. Like, that was our first experience of, oh, this client is giving me a budget, therefore I need to give them something back in return. And it was literally like going to college, but on the job.
Exactly. And we just threw ourselves into it. And then bit by bit it grew then, didn't it? It was crazy. Naturally,
best years.
Days ever. And it's still funny, like Claire, our friend, said like she thanks us so much, and so many other people do as well, for bringing people together.
Yes.
Like we've made a so community. Many so many people have become best friends for life because of lockdown.
You know what, like looking back over the last 2 weeks, people have met their husbands through us.
You're so right.
And there is a lot of them.
Yeah.
On nights out and through our shows and through our events, they met their partners for life.
And the bridesmaids to people getting married, like 18 and married. And there's actually so much
our
history.
Families
there.
Became friends with their families. Mm-hmm. It was like a big mafia in a good way.
The lockdown mafia.
It was amazing though. Like, and you know what? Again, it wasn't a business, this big business strategy. It was born out of a love and a passion for what we did. And I think it just filtered into, it became a way of life more than something that we, like we never really sat down and went, right, what's our strategy for money for the next year? We and then I guess people don't realise then as well, we always had, like, modelling is lovely and it's great to put yourself through college or to open some doors for yourself, and it's really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not as thriving
no.
from a business
and it's,
perspective.
I guess we were in Cork. So, I mean, there's a very small fashion industry here and lifestyle industry. So they would have never made us a full-time wage between the two of us.
True.
So we threw ourselves into other things and always had jobs. I had a shop for a few years.
I know, we had careers. And people would think, I guess when the internet came in, people were like, you know, you'd bump into someone in Tesco's and they'd say, you're flying it. Oh my God, you're doing so well. But I had another career.
Or people
manager.
Think we're driving around in Ferrari. Wearing Gucci glasses. It's like the model agents.
I know, it's like this perception, it's like a label people nearly put on you, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to have great nights out. We used to love getting dolled up. And
remember the shows that we used to go to in the Blue Haven in Kinsale? Like, there were celebrities from all over the world. It was amazing.
Rosanna Jameson and Georgia Salpa and
Aaron O'Connor was there one year.
Yasmin Laban, everyone. Oh my goodness.
And that was pre-recession, so people were crazy spending money then, so we were actually around in a good time because there was a lot of bookings, a lot of press calls, and as well when we had the Miss Cork, there was bookings like all day, every day.
I know.
And it was because excuse me, press was really strong at the time.
It was And do you remember, like, we had trips where we were paid to do, remember that, the boat show
the
in
London boat show.
And we met Michael Flatley flying over. Like, we have crazy stories that we will forever have to stay in the archives.
We need to actually write a little memoir to remember what went on.
False names though.
Yeah, true.
To avoid any liable cases. But they were amazing times, and we had fantastic opportunities. We travelled, like, remember the shoot in Paris with the Mallow College of Fashion Design for their anniversary. We had some incredibly artistic and creative trips. And but then I guess the passion for me was promoting local businesses because we were meeting girls our age and like yourself opening up retail businesses in Cork. So we were passionate about driving business their way and helping them promote themselves. And I guess we were indirectly doing the PR without realising there was a name for it.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's great that it naturally progressed into us having a PR division of the agency, which I think we're we're really passionate about. So I guess then things really changed within the modelling side of things because Instagram came.
Yes.
And the influencer generation, which is amazing. I mean, there's some fantastic influencers out there.
Yeah.
But companies veered away from booking models because they just wanted the numbers.
They wanted
people. Yeah. And like, look, press.
You can understand that.
Yeah. Die down a little bit. And things changed. And as well, I think people changed, like actual generation. Like, I'm not knocking the new generation, but there is differences between the girls that we worked with years ago. I mean, we all worked really hard.
Yeah,
we got ourselves out there.
Two jobs, three jobs, some of the girls. Like, do you remember Sarah used to have her medicine, like she's now a highly qualified doctor, and she used to have her books while the makeup artist and hairstylist would be doing her hair. She would have her medicine books out studying.
Yeah, exactly.
Jean Kenny was the same. Like, they were amazing.
Like, they're
amazing women.
Bunch of girls. And as you said, everybody had different careers. And, you know, I mean, things changed, as in we networked. We went to events for free. We built up a name for ourselves.
Oh man, we worked so hard. We were out every night of the week.
Yeah.
Like growing relationships, supporting other people's events and building a network. It wasn't like we didn't go out to get business. We went out to
support
businesses and immerse ourselves in a community of people who were doing great things within their own little worlds.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel the generation now is just a little bit more, there's a self-entitlement with them. And I guess, you know, they're just all about Instagram. And
before people actually murder us and switch off the podcast, like we're speaking from a place of experience. We're not tarring every person within a certain age group because there are amazing kids out there coming up and we've had them on podcasts and we will have more of them on podcasts. But our experience within the industry, it dulled our spark a little bit dealing with people who, you know, when you have a team and you're like, let's get out there, let's do something, let's create a really artistic event, promote whatever, local creativity. And then you have people going, oh, I don't know, you know, oh, do I want to get out of bed for that, to do that?
And I've spoken to two Dublin agencies this month and they said the exact same thing. Like things have changed, you know, I mean, they would have like... managed big names.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because people now are motivated by something that wasn't around when we were there? So are they motivated by popularity and likes? And maybe
I think so. And I suppose we were lucky that we had a scene. There was a good buzz around town. People weren't shopping online. People were getting into the city. There was a great nightlife. Like there was just a fantastic scene. We were really blessed to experience that. And people wanted to be part of it. Whereas I just don't feel that's there anymore.
Yeah. Sadly. And now, don't get me wrong, maybe it's because we're getting old.
We're dinosaurs and we're not part of that scene anymore, which is fine.
So maybe there is this whole scene out there and we are two totally grey-haired dinosaurs hiding in the back and we're not cool anymore.
Exactly. But I was listening to a podcast with Fern Cotton, The Happy Place. Is it The Happy Place?
Yeah, it's lovely.
With Ruby Wax. And, you know, it was actually fascinating that like when you get to a certain age, like your priorities changed, you evolve as a person. And if something isn't exciting you anymore, like you have to let it go.
It will bring you down otherwise.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love that we were both in the same place. You know, over the last few years, the business naturally progressed in a different direction because our passions and our values and our like what we wanted to get out of it had moved naturally when we became, you know, wives, we became mothers. And all of a sudden, I guess we were, you know, we had different priorities. It wasn't about being out on a Saturday night anymore. In fact, I found myself at home after Aaron, my firstborn, kind of, you know, going through a really tough time personally, going, where are all my friends? You know, and like some of you were so amazing, most of you. But a lot of the people in the fashion industry, you know, I didn't expect them to be at my doorstep, but they're gone. You know, I wasn't out there. I wasn't creating opportunities for people anymore. I was at home, like not getting out of my PJs until 4 o'clock in the evening with a colic baby, hadn't slept in weeks. I was literally in such a bad place. And it was an eye opener for me. That was the start, I think, the catalyst for me to really look at my values and where I was going and where I was at in my life. And did I want to spend the little energy I had now or time for myself on keeping something from the past going, that
promoting everybody else and then not looking after yourself.
I know. And it kind of drove me into the ground. And and then you had Seb, your firstborn, and I think we were both on the same page then. We got it. Like we knew that we needed to move in a different direction. And I have to say thank you to the Enterprise Board. Adrienne really helped us in the City Hall, because we just went to her for a chat and she sent us in the direction of Veronica Murphy, who was an incredible inspiration and a shining light for us maybe 3 years ago, was it? She helped guide us in a new direction. She actually just looked at what we were doing and said, why are you spending all this time on this when it doesn't give you money? It looks like you're busy, but it's not really paying you. And this is what you're naturally doing and you're not charging people, the PR side. So long story short, it just kicked off from there. And
it's taken us a few years to, I suppose, let go of the modeling side as such, but like that's okay because it took us a while and we are doing it at the right time for us, I think, you know.
And it's almost like seeing, it's like a child flying the nest or something. It's like, are we ready to see it go? And the funny thing is, look, you know, bookings are still, people are still ringing us about stuff and we can make certain events happen. And
I think we'll always do fashion work, you know, we will.
It's kind of second nature and it's not work to us. It's what we're passionate about. But our events now are the thing. The PR side of things, our PR clients that we run their social media, we run their events, we run their marketing. And that has become an absolute joy. It's an outlet out of the house for us as mums with two small preschoolers each. And it's really been an outlet and it's what we're passionate about. So I felt sad cutting the models because, you know, I feel we have, you know, we've had this responsibility for so long to create opportunities for them. So there had to be a little bit of, excuse me, there had to be a little bit of, I guess, you know, selfishness in that or, you know, self-care.
But I think, you know, I think it was time and the girls will always work. I mean, we've directed them in places where there's work.
We have. We've sent them. We're like, you should go to this agency. You should go. Yeah, and we were onto the agents.
Yeah, I think I'm really happy actually since we've made the decision because I think it was a natural progression and look, it was going to happen.
And doesn't it feel like you, a lovely feeling, like I know now, but like it's weird getting out of bed during the week and just doing your job, like just doing what we're doing for ourselves and not having all these other people and other bookings and other clients to worry about. We are just putting we have so much energy, but we're putting all of that into the clients that we have now. It's just
and ourselves. I mean, the podcast has been an amazing outlet for us. It's been something that we've been passionate about. We have met amazing people over the years and like we're bringing them into Red FM studio to interview them, which is fantastic.
That's great. And which takes us to our next goal that we've set for ourselves. We're going to go to London. And
so now we've said it, we have to do it. I'm going home to book the flights.
I know, it just has to happen. We're going to go with this podcast and check out the Life Hustle in London. We want to find people from here who have moved over. We have so many friends working in different industries in London who are doing amazing work. And lots of them are really big online and they have huge followings and people are really interested in the work that they're doing in their given fields. And we want to give them a little bit of a platform. We want to go meet them.
Yeah,
we also want to trip without the kids.
Oh, of course. You'll have to drag us back on the plane from London. So there's lots of exciting things happening and we're going to be working with a few brands for Life Hustle events.
Yeah.
And
so keep in touch. I mean, always reach out to us through social media because we have lots of events lined up for autumn and a couple of the events are even free that you can come and enjoy a brunch and like meet with really great people. So we've always been about building a community and surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, as twee as it sounds and as Disney as it sounds.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's terrible because I think people may have kind of put us in a corner of like fashion and models, but we're actually really authentic, approachable people. We love having the chats and anybody that ever messages me online, I will always chat and help them. Yes.
And the thing is behind, like it's really funny because looking back now and having that hindsight, you know, we did, you know, I guess because you have to look like you're doing loads of things and whatever. Yeah. And we were. It's funny, but like we had other jobs, like you owned your own business and you had your own shop and you were doing that full time and then running this business.
As well as other jobs over the years. Like, I mean, I've worked in Heineken
corporate
and like
jobs,
Apple ESB. And everything. Yeah.
And I was facilities manager for VMware for all of the Nordic countries and Ireland. Mm. So we had these other careers that we were running and people still saw us as, they're the girls who just like frivolous fashion.
Yeah,
it was so
exactly.
Funny.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be authentic now and to, you know, be doing what we love and doing the PR. And
thanks to everybody who ever came to our fashion events and was part of lockdown. Because it's funny, we meet people and they're like, like lockdown was just like amazing. It's part of our lives. And we're like, you know, it's not until you actually step out of something that people say stuff and you're like, whoa, like we actually forgot about that. Like actually 18 in Australia messaged me and I was nearly crying into the phone.
I know.
She was just like, it was the best years of her life.
I know, because we did, you know, have a lovely network and it really was about building people up, giving them confidence, self-esteem, but also opening doors for them to go on and get other jobs in areas,
be
it photography, makeup artistry, you know,
or
meet their husbands.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Or so, wives.
It's definitely been an amazing ride.
It has
and
been
it's
amazing.
Not over by a long shot. New beginnings.
It's a new direction and it feels good. Like,
exactly.
So yeah, we are embracing change.
Change.
We are going with it. And yeah, we haven't really had time to stop.
No.
But the message.
This is our first time actually sitting down having a chat about it, which is crazy.
So, and we decide to do it on a mic.
Yeah.
So extra.
Let the world know.
So thank you for listening. Our next episodes are ready to go. We look forward to sharing those. But in the meantime, please do reach out to us through Instagram and Facebook. We are The Life Hustle, Emer and Viv. And we just want to have the chats, uplift and inspire, and present a more authentic viewpoint of social media through everyday life.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.